This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
Tablet of Spirit in the system of Dr. D and Mr. Edward Kelly. C Equinox, Volume 1, Number 7 and Number 8.
Oh, so new fairies are he go who yard blocka, Elenusha ha ke lazo. So brazo do array, Eton was a gotishad. Yura ta mel pireki, das ho el tro ka no ta ho a zodi mezo, o tumi mahe ta no bi lo ha zodi en, so ba ta hi o gi no no pe te regi a ladi, das bo rebe, o bo lehe gi a reisam, asa vem o ho re la ka ba pire, das zodi mu vis,
Good afternoon, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And today's program revolves around Kenneth Anger, prompted in part by a cassette release of Technicolor Skull Mark VI. I've played the vinyl version of this before, which I presume is Mark 1. Perhaps the intervening marks exist only as live performances by Brian Butler and Kenneth Anger on the theremin. Interest in the films of Kenneth Anger leads, of course, to Alistair Crowley, Anger being a follower of Crowley, as is Jimmy Page, who composed the original soundtrack for Anger's film, Lucifer Rising. So the plan today is to play some of Jimmy Page's ultimately rejected score, some incantations by Crowley, which one can hear in the background already, and most, if not all, of the Kenneth Anger cassette issued by Arcana Machine. And I've brought in various books to illustrate this phase. As a long-time fan of Anger's films, in order to understand the potency of the films, one inevitably has to delve into Crowley. There are various biographies and, of course, Crowley's own confessions. Anyway, I've got two or three tomes with me, which I can read bits from, basically with regard to the Jimmy Page and Lucifer Rising. In fact, I have met Kenneth Anger twice in person, once in the 1980s, and then again by chance outside a screening at the ICA, which was fully booked and I couldn't get in, unfortunately. But by sort of lingering in the cafe of the ICA before the screening, Anger came in with a sort of an entourage of people from his gallery, the West End Gallery. So I was able to have a brief chat with him before the screening. And in fact, he tried to ask people if they would let us in, my partner and I could get in to see the screening, but they shook their heads. So even Anger's influence couldn't be brought to bear on that. I remember asking Anger, would any of these films be available on DVD? This is his latest batch of about sort of 10 short films, including, I think, Mouse Heaven and various other pieces, but he said no, they won't be available on DVD because he seems to be concerned that they would just get ripped off and sort of end up on YouTube or something. So the last few films of Angus are very hard to see. Hopefully that gallery will organise another screening, perhaps at the ICA sometime. But anyway, so, oh, and yes, Jim Pennington and Vojnarovic, which I keep mentioning. He is in line to come on perhaps in 2 or 3 weeks' time. And last week I mistakenly said that this week would be William Raban, another avant-garde filmmaker, along with gallerist Steve Fletcher of the Carol Fletcher Gallery. In fact, they will be in next Friday discussing a screening of William Raban's coming up at Close Up Cinema.
Rodamaranu, Mikala Zodo, Odo Zoda Zodame, Vorela, Nate Zodia,
Okay, well, the first extract is actually from a book called Aleister Crowley, Magic, Rock and Roll and the Wickedest Man in the World, by Gary Lachman. There are various biographies of Aleister Crowley, and I think I've read about three of them. One by Tobias Churton, another one by Martin Booth. The Gary Lachman is probably one of the most entertaining books on the subject. I have to have a glass of water. I've got a tickle in my throat.
Stronger are your feet than the barren stone, and mightier are your voices than the manifold wind.
Yes, that's what I was saying. So Gary Lachman, who was apparently one of the founder members of Blondie and is an authority on the occult and has written on various people, including Madame Blavatsky, Swedenborg, Jung the Mystic and Rudolf Steiner, as well as this highly entertaining book about Crowley, probably one of the most lurid books on the subject.
In the starlight as we whirl us in a web of silk and steel, immemorial as the marble, in the halls of Boabdil, in the pleasance of the roses, the fountains, and the yews, where the snowy sierra soothed us with the breezes and the dews. In the starlight as we trembled from a laugh to a caress, and the god came warm upon us in our pagan allegress.
Okay, by 1974, the new, darker strain of occult rock was given the blessing of an earlier generation when, in Crawdaddy magazine, Beat Magus William Burroughs Jr. wrote that rock and roll taps the sources of magical energy and this can be dangerous. By then, it was common knowledge that Jimmy Page, the guitarist for Led Zeppelin, was a fan of Crowley's work, his appreciation of it going so far as to purchase Bolskine, Crowley's house in Scotland, in 1971. He owned it until 1991, and the house and its grounds feature in the group's concert film, The Song Remains the Same. In a fantasy sequence, Page climbs a nearby mountain in search of the tarot figure of the hermit. Page has earned a bad reputation in thelemic folds for snatching up a great deal of Crowleyana and keeping it in his private collection, unavailable to devotees, rather as if some fervent Christian had his hands on important holy relics. But his sincerity can't be denied. I mentioned earlier the $1,700 he spent on a Crowley manuscript. At Gilbert's bookshop in Hollywood, Page met Kenneth Anger at an auction of Crowley memorabilia at Sotheby's, and both vied for a rare copy of The Scented Garden, but the waif-like guitar hero easily outbid the often impecunious cineast. Anger was not angry that Page had outbid him. By this time, the Stones had given Anger a cold shoulder, and he was on the lookout for another rock giant. Anger approached Page and asked if he would provide the soundtrack to Lucifer Rising, and impressed with Anger's occult expertise, Page agreed.
The Pentagram, dedicated to Henry Farman. In the years of the primal course and the dawn of terrestrial birth, man mastered the mammoth and horse, and man was the lord of the earth. He made him an hollow skin from the heart of an holy tree. He compassed the earth therein, and man was the lord of the sea. He controlled the vigor of steam. He harnessed the lightning for hire. He drove the celestial team, and man was the lord of the fire. Deep mouthed from their throne, deep seated, the choirs of the aeons declare the last of the demons defeated, for man is the lord of the air. Arise, O man, in thy strength, the kingdom is thine to inherit, till the high gods witness at length that man is the lord of his spirit.
Well, the following extract is from Anger, the unauthorized biography of Kenneth Anger, by Bill Landis. This chapter is called The Public Humiliation of Jimmy Page, an interlude. The Jimmy Page debacle had been dragging on since the outset of the decade. It would prove to be the last big bang of Anger's involvement with the top echelon of the English rock crowd. Page had given Anger an album side of great music for Lucifer Rising. He had enabled Anger's perpetual tinkering with the film, allowing Anger to use an editing table in the basement of his London townhouse. The table had been installed to cut concert footage into the Led Zeppelin feature, The Song Remains the Same. In October 1976, Anger went to the Page abode in London. Page's wife, Charlotte, argued with him, called the cops and booted him out of the house. Though the door was bolted the following day, by week's end, Anger was collecting his belongings, props from Lucifer Rising, such as Egyptian statuettes and the crown of Lucifer, which was studded with paste rhinestones from a Mae West dress. Photos of this momentous occasion appeared in the British rock newspaper Sounds. The pictures have a film strip effect, since Anger is glimpsed walking from behind a wall clutching Orientalia trinkets. He appears extremely uncomfortable, clearly perturbed in some of the photos and forcing a smile in others. Anger called a press conference. The press responded, thinking that anything out of Anger's mouth could be juicy gossip, and Anger proceeded to pick on every delicate flaw a man could possess. Jimmy Page had domestic problems with some sort of dominant girlfriend. He couldn't hold his drugs. The drugs had ruined his music. On and on it went. To top everything off, there was the most cutting blow. He said Page wasn't a true magician. I'm beginning to think Jimmy's dried up as a musician. He's got no themes, no inspiration, no melodies to offer. I'm sure he doesn't have another Stairway to Heaven, which is his most Luciferian song. Presence was very much a negative downer album. That's a quote, all a quote from Anger. And in brackets, Landis says, Presence sold well like any other Zepp album and utilised some of the eerie textures that Page had developed with the Lucifer Rising soundtrack. Perhaps we'll play some of this is the Jimmy Page 4-CD set, which is called Jimmy Page Soundtracks, which include two of the CDs are devoted to Lucifer Rising, including outtakes and unused bits and pieces. And the other two CDs, strangely, are for, well, yeah, I say strangely, I suppose in my opinion it seems a rather a lapse of taste, shall we say. It's the soundtrack to Death Wish by Michael Winner, which seems a bit of a step down from Kenneth Anger, but that's just me, I suppose. Anyway, we'll play some of the Jimmy Page soundtrack. These are some shorter tracks. I'm going to miss out the Lucifer Rising soundtrack itself and play instead. What are they called? They're kind of like... I can't find them. I'll play them first and then I'll kind of get to what they're called. ... Actually, five tracks called Sonic Textures. Sonic Textures 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Earth, Air, Fire, Water, and Ether. This following extract is from Kenneth Anger by Alice L. Hutchison, Black Dog Publishing. In fact, there were two editions of this book. The first one was apparently withdrawn due to some legal reason, which I haven't got to the bottom of yet. I'd have to compare each edition page by page to kind of try and work out what was wrong with the first edition. But, okay, this is an excellent book on Anger's films. And Led Zeppelin guitarist and leader Jimmy Page was fired as composer for the soundtrack of Lucifer Rising by Anger due to a succession of problems. Page had been working on the film for 3 years and had delivered some 28 minutes of completed tape. The story of the collaboration and the ensuing rift goes back to 1973 when Page first agreed to compose and perform the film soundtrack. He and Anger first met at Sotheby's at an auction of Aleister Crowley's books. Page was also a student of Crowley's teachings, owning the second largest collection of his books in the world, as well as Crowley's former residence at Bolskine on the shores of Loch Ness. The collaboration had continued intermittently since their first meeting, with Anger commuting between London and New York to oversee the US publication of his book Hollywood Babylon. And Page involved with Led Zeppelin performances and recording. For 3 months, Anger had been using the film editing facilities in the basement of Page's Victorian mansion in London to trim the 17 hours of film footage down to 1.5 hours. Page had the equipment installed to work on another film project, Zeppelin Live at Madison Square Garden, provisionally titled The Song Remains the Same. Anger's work at Page's house was terminated by an extraordinary sequence of events, beginning one night when Anger, apparently the unwitting victim of a domestic fracas, was ordered to leave the house by Page's French girlfriend, who was staying there at the time. No reason was given for his eviction. He returned to the house the next morning to collect his film material and belongings to find the door locked and bolted. By the end of that week, a peaked but by no means disconsolate Anger returned to Page's home, removing the last of his belongings and film artifacts, including the crown of Lucifer paste studded with rhinestones from a dress once worn by Mae West. It was the media reports of this sequence of events that spurred Bobby Beausoleil to re-establish contact with Anger, offering to create the film's soundtrack. And in fact, even despite the rift, Jimmy Page does appear briefly in Lucifer Rising. There's a brief shot of him apparently looking at a portrait of Aleister Crowley.
Thank you.
So eventually, Jimmy Page was sort of basically sacked from the job. And Anger then made it up with Bobby Beausoleil. Bobby Beausoleil was one of the original members of Love, the rock band. And on April the 12th, 1970, Beausoleil was sentenced to die in the electric chair. Beausoleil's attorney attempted a new trial, but the prosecutor won again. Beausoleil was sent to California's San Quentin Penitentiary to await his execution. In public, Anger expressed sorrow, but wasn't surprised at Beausoleil's fate. Anger gave interviews in which he detailed his unique situation. "My second Lucifer, a Scorpio, was Bobby Beausoleil, who was one of Manson's family. He's presently in San Quentin on death row. He freaked out after he left me. I never met Manson and don't know what Bobby got into with him. Obviously, Bobby had his dark side and that took over. I'm sorry about it, as I chose him because he was a powerful cat. He has that kind of extra dimensional quality that comes across on film. But Bobby got the message wrong. He went on an ego trip and I just couldn't handle him." Anger was still hung up on Beausoleil, and the fact that he was a murderer made him all the more desirable. Anger now felt Beausoleil was finally in the position to appreciate his guidance. And as time went on, Beausoleil would become desperate and thankful for his one link to the legitimate artistic world. So, in fact, the soundtrack that exists on Lucifer Rising is the one by Bobby Beausoleil, written whilst he was he's still in prison, actually. So this is take three of the Jimmy Page.
Calling first the cabinet of spirits in the system of Dr. D and Miss Redwood Kelly. C Equinox, volume 1, number 7, and number 8.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's Sonic Texture number 5, Water. And that's, there's one more Sonic Texture to go, which I'll play in a minute. I'm trying to leave time to play this cassette. So these Sonic Textures are all by Jimmy Page. These come from the soundtracks of Lucifer Rising. I'm not sure if the textures were used. I mean, there is also a 24-minute version of Lucifer Rising early mix and various other tracks on this. But I actually found the Sonic Textures perhaps the more interesting. Before we get into the cassette, I have a typed letter. I acquired this typed letter from a second-hand bookshop, and it has the Kenneth Anger heading. It's from his own correspondence, and it has this sort of triangular image at the top with Kenneth Anger and an Egyptian figure with a flying saucer above it. And it's signed in red felt pen, Kenneth Anger. And this is dated November the 13th, 1981, addressed to a Robert Hurtle, assistant manager of the Casino Theatre. Dear Mr. Hurtle, thank you for your letter. I'm sorry about the delay in replying, but I have just returned from a personal appearance tour with my films in Canada. I would most certainly be interested in showing a programme of my films at the beautiful Casino Theatre. As a member of the Theatre Historical Society, I am well aware of that aquatic-themed jewel, which I haven't visited since my summer vacations on Catalina of my childhood. I grew up in Santa Monica and Beverly Hills. For theatrical presentation of a programme of my films, including my latest, Lucifer Rising, my usual deal for one night is a $200 guarantee against 50% of the gate. I have heard that at present the casino is only playing on weekends. If this is the case and you wish to book my programme Friday, Saturday, Sunday, a sliding scale would be acceptable. I assume the casino is equipped with 16mm. As a matter of fact, I would prefer to use my own pristine prints for the booking rather than the Creative Film Society rental prints. I am flying to LA on November the 20th to attend a banquet in honour of Forrest J. Ackerman, the world-famous science fiction historian, at the Biltmore. I intend to remain in Southern California over the Thanksgiving holiday period, and it occurred to me that I could pay a brief visit to Avalon if I could arrange to meet you and set up a preview of my programme. Then, if an agreement is reached, I could leave the prints with you if the playdate is not in the too distant future. Since your stationery doesn't list a phone number, I assume the LA operator will be able to provide me with one for the casino when I reach the coast. Looking forward to meeting you, and thank you for your interest in my work. Regards, Kenneth Anger.
Swallowed in the swell of her heart's ocean, sagely dark, that holds my heaven and holds my hell. In her I live a most minute dancing moment in the sun. In her I die, a sterile shoot of nightshade in oblivion. In her myself dissolves, a grain of salt cast careless in the sea. My passion purifies my pain to peace past personality. Love of my life, God grant the years confirm the chrism, rose to rude, anointing love, aspurging tears,
in the sanctifying solitude. Man is so infinitely small in all these stars, determinate, maker and molder of them all. Man is so infinitely great.
Yeah, well, that's is the voice of Aleister Crowley himself on a limited edition vinyl LP. Before that, we heard the last of the Sonic Textures, Ether by Jimmy Page, the rejected sounds for Lucifer Rising. So now I'm going to press on, otherwise we won't have time to play any of this cassette. This will be side one of the cassette. This is Kenneth Anger and Brian Butler's Technicolor Skull Mark VI, released by Arcana Machine, recorded in Los Angeles in 2016. So this is a cassette-only release. I'm gonna reach up. Let's see. Gram 2. As with all cassettes, there's a slow sort of build-up.
Thank you.
soul, dagger at the shop. Oh, there is something ultimate, big spark of the living rock. Courage, catastrophe beyond belief, harden our hearts with fear.
You're listening to Resonance Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And today's program focuses on Kenneth Anger, and that was most of side one of a cassette called Technicolor Skull Mark VI by Kenneth Anger and Brian Butler. Jagger had previously agreed to help Anger execute Lucifer Rising. He composed music for the film, an 11-minute improvisation on his newly acquired Moog synthesizer. At the center of a professional and personal maelstrom, Jagger was doing some of his best work, such as the Let It Bleed album, and Anger had tapped him at the right moment. Anger remarked that he was great, he did it for me in one night, we just climbed on the same wavelength. Instead of being used for the proposed Lucifer Rising, the music provided the soundtrack for Invocation of My Demon Brother. Anger rapidly assembled this film out of his San Francisco fragments, most of which pivoted on Beau Soleil. Invocation of My Demon Brother is a terroristic mosaic. The amount and degree of superimpositions are so highly developed that the images hammer at the viewer's subconscious with machine gun rapidity. Jagger's score draws the viewer into the hypnosis of the visuals, letting the viewer know that the sonic patterns will stay constant for the entire ride. Now, the film opens with the geometric pattern of three circles forming a pyramid. Images are credited to Kenneth Anger, the sound to Mick Jagger. We could play a bit of the, this is a soundtrack, a 10-minute film, Invocation of My Demon Brother by Kenneth Anger, with the soundtrack by Mick Jagger on the Moog synthesizer.
Still be strong, for we will live as we would die. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, so let it be. In God we trust. Though we walk the world in blood, though death in us, let the Lord of hearts hold for our work, on which they shall not take the blame. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, so let it be, in God we trust. Thank you. life, let thy perpetual radiance pardon us the continual labor of enjoyment, so that we are constant partakers of thy bounty, we may in our particular orbit give out life and light, sustenance and joy to them that revolve about us, without diminution of substance or effulgence forever. Lord, secret and most holy, source of light, source of life, source of love, source of liberty, be thou ever constant and mighty within us, force of energy, fire of motion. With diligence let us ever labor with thee, that we may remain in thine abundant joy. Lady of light, turning every bough and stalk, now visible and now visible and now invisible and now season, be thou favorable to hunters and lovers, and to all men that toil upon the earth, and to all mariners upon the sea. Thank you. as of old, with your hair of flame little roses and your body gay with gold. I shall find you, I shall have you in the summer and the south, with our passion in your body and our love in your mouth. With our wonder and our worship be the world aflame of you. Mighty Donna, mighty Leah, I am coming back to you. Dedicated to Henry Foreman. In the years of the primal force and the dawn of terrestrial birth, man mastered the mammoth and horse, and man was the lord of the earth. He made him an hollow skin from the heart of an holy tree. He compassed the earth therein, and man was the lord of the sea. He controlled the vigor of steam. He harnessed the lightning for hire. He drove the celestial team, and man was the lord of the fire. Deep-mouthed from their throne, deep-seated, the choirs of the aeons declare the last of the demons defeated, for man is the lord of the air. Arise, O man, in thy strength, the kingdom is thine to inherit, till the high gods witness at length that man is the lord of his spirit.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.